You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Why should it be thought incredible by anyone that God should raise the dead?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, give us victory over sin and death, over sorrow and disappointment, over loneliness and lovelessness, by the resurrection of your Son Jesus from the dead, by his lordly love and advocacy of our cause. Give us faith in him and the grace to love one another. In faith toward him and out of love for our neighbors, we pray. Amen. What a story they had to tell. He sent us out into the world, they said, and we simply have to tell you about him. Christ's people told his story. It was not a story he made up for them to tell. They just told about him, who he was, what he said, how he died, and then the great thing that happened to him. What happened was that he was raised from the dead, they said, believe it or not. It was hard to believe. It is hard to believe today. People don't rise from the dead every day of the week. The wages of sin is death, something everybody can understand. Thanks be to God, said Christ's men, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What they were talking about was victory over death. That's hard to believe. Death is the ultimate enemy. Nobody has ever won victory over death all on his own. People have held out and eventually have had to give in. Only one ever came out victorious, all on his own, carrying our nature and winning victory over death. That one is Jesus Christ. His beloved disciple says of Jesus Christ, "Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world." This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Songs of victory ring out all over the world today because of Jesus Christ. Christ the Lord is risen today, sons of men and angels say. Death in vain forbids him rise. His the cross, the crown, the skies. With great power, we are told, gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord. His resurrection was the heart of all Christian preaching in the apostolic age. It is the heart of all preaching today that captivates the minds of people and captures their allegiance. Nobody was surprised to hear that Jesus Christ had died, although many were astonished and troubled by the way he died. You just don't do to an innocent man the things that were done to him. But he died, and that was supposed to be that. When God gets into the picture, that does not turn out to be that. God was in this picture all the time. My food, said Jesus Christ, is to do the will of him that sent me. He did just that. Right down or right up, whichever way you look at it, to dying on a cross. God was in that too, all the way. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. The Christ who died brought God and people together. Why should anybody be surprised that God should raise him from the dead? Yes, why? Especially when God is in the proceeding, all the way. St. Paul asked King Agrippa a question that needs to be asked of every skeptical generation. Why should it be thought incredible with you that God should raise the dead? He can raise anybody. Why not the son of his love, in whom he is well pleased? It really does not stretch credibility to the breaking point to recognize the possibility that Jesus could have been raised from the dead. God was in it all the way. It would be incredible that God did not raise him from the dead. It would be incredible that the Holy One of the Most High would go the way of all the earth, and earth would finally be the repository of his bones. It would be incredible that by his dying he would conquer death, and death would turn out to be the final victor. That would be incredible. We all know what a struggle people have with death. That comes home to us personally. We know how people avoid even the mention of death and resolutely refuse to talk about it at all. The very thought of death's inevitability makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others we know not of, in the words of Shakespeare's Danish Prince. Jesus Christ talked about death. He told his men that he was going up to Jerusalem to die. Not only to die, but to die in disgrace. He knew what he was doing, engaging in a terrible struggle with death. Let there be no mistake about this. Death is not a friend. It is an enemy. Jesus Christ faced the enemy, the last enemy, and he died. The difference between his death and ours is simply this. Out of love for the world and for each person in it, he died. He took our place in death, not refusing to taste the last bitter cup. He did that out of love for the world and in obedience to his Father, to make his Father's plan of salvation come true. Why should it be thought incredible that his Father, by his own great glory, should raise his Son from the dead and now declare him to be the Son of God with power? The end for Jesus Christ was not defeat, but victory. That it was victory and not defeat became clear when the stone had been rolled away from his tomb. At that moment, a great fact of history was revealed. He was not there. When death had appeared to have gained its greatest victory, God himself disclosed whose victory it really was. Death had no claim on Jesus Christ. His willing submission to the claim of death broke the power of death. By resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ broke the claim of death, not only upon himself, but upon everyone who is reborn by faith in Jesus Christ, to a new life of faith and hope and joy. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Lay hold on Jesus Christ by faith, my friend, and claim his victory over death for yourself. It's what Christ's men urged people to do. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in him. He that believes not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. The watchword this day is life. Not death, but life. It is the life of the Son of God, shared with you by the faith God gives you. The good news of his death and resurrection for you has in it the power to bring faith to your heart. Faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. That faith, God-given and God-nurtured, is itself the victory. It is victory over death, like the victory of Jesus Christ himself, who rose from the dead. In fact, it is his victory in you. Who is he that overcomes but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith in Jesus Christ is a kind of miracle produced by the power of God. in people like us who don't really want to believe. We are naturally skeptical. Our good old human nature, which is not nearly as good as we try to make it out to be, has the real facts pretty well under control. We know what sin is, even though we talk and act once in a while as if we do not know. We know the barb sin has, plunging deep into life and sticking there. Payment has to be made for those missteps, those misguided judgments, those moments of weakness, those statements maligning others, those misunderstandings that turn out to be misrepresentations, those transgressions of what everybody knows to be God's will. Payment has to be made. We all know that. It takes faith of a high order to believe that Jesus Christ has made that payment for us all. That takes faith. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is a statement from God, signed, sealed, and delivered, that payment has been made for your sin and for your sins in the cash of Christ's death. When he made his payment for you, he broke the hold that death has over you. That you have to believe. There's no other way. You have to believe it. If you are like the rest of us, you won't believe it unless you recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. Once you recognize by the power of God's Spirit the good news of Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead, the victory is yours. Life will never be the same again. Whoever confesses with his lips that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead, St. Paul said this, will be saved. This is the victory, even our faith, said St. John. Who is he that overcomes but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? In Christ, God was at work. In Christ, God is at work today. He's not an enemy, but a friend. That's the good news of God in Jesus Christ. People write to me all the time complaining that they haven't got a true friend in the world in whom they can trust. If you are one of those friendless people, the fault may very well be your own. If you are without God, the fault is not his, but yours. If you are without God and without hope in the world, the fault is not his, but yours. You can't blame him if you refuse to recognize his reliability, his trustworthiness, his faithfulness, his friendship. In Jesus Christ, he holds out his hand to you. Take the hand of his friendship. That's faith, and that's the victory. This is the victory that overcomes, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again from the dead, is the ground of faith in God. Jesus Christ opens the door to a new life of fellowship with God. You did not open that door. He did. Now invite him in and let him live there with you. Let Christ take up residence in your heart by faith, that you may come to know the length, breadth, height, and depth of the love of God. The love of God passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the victory, even our faith. Victory belongs to everyone who truly believes that Jesus is the Son of God. God has not abandoned you, my friend, in your loneliness. He comes to you. In your weakness and despair, he always remains constant and faithful. He promises to stand by you. He forgives your sins. In his hand is the gift of life. Nothing will ever snatch you out of his hand. He will never, never, never leave you or forsake you, he says. He's God. Take the gift he gives in the trust that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This day is a special one for those who have lost loved ones by death or in some other way. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has special meaning for people who have a sense of loss. If you are one of them, now is the time to remember that the Lord's victory is for you. He is the Lord of life and the conqueror of death. Nothing can cut you off from him. The Lord is your friend. He stands at the door and knocks. Invite him in and enjoy his company. Are you one of those people who never seem to experience any exceptional problems or worries or sorrows, and who've never known much joy either, for whom life is dull and dreary, who are looking for something that is real and exciting? There's good news for you. Death, which is the end of the road you are traveling, has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the victory, even our faith. And who is he that overcomes but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Let the life of Christ, my friend, flood in upon you. Sing the new song, the song of victory. Throw in with him and join the throng. Walk the high road of faith and live the new life of love, which is in Jesus Christ. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good in the victory of faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Who is he that overcomes but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen.